Now, following Musk's call for a boycott, Netflix stock closed down 2.3%. Now, looking back, Disney took a significant hit after it was accused of doing the same thing. Do you think we could see Netflix changing its direction as a result? How likely is that?
Well, it's unclear. See, one of the problems that we've got in pushing back on corporate America is that the large asset managers like BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard control so many of the shares of the company that they can insulate the executive class from a lot of the bad decisions that they're making from a consumer standpoint. And I think that's part of what's going on with Disney. Disney's shares have been in the tank. Their five-year performance, especially when relative to the S&P 500, have been absolutely abysmal. But they actually brought back the CEO that took them in a woke turn, Bob Iger. And I think that's because of the influence of CEOs like Larry Fink at BlackRock and others at Vanguard and State Street. And so I think that's a problem that we really need to solve. It's one of the main things we focus on at Consumers Research. We need to get these asset managers out of the business of insulating executives from the consequences of their decisions.
And Will, as you know, Musk is an entrepreneur who likes to take risks. How likely are we to see him launch a Netflix rival? Is there a market for that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, he's got his finger in so many pies in that way. You know, he's, you know, rocket company, a car company, but he's also apparently going to create a competitor to Wikipedia, and he's active in the AI space in a very aggressive way. So it would be great if he was to put those type of resources and his mind power behind a alternative to Netflix. And a lot of times, what the real allure of these stations, of these streaming stations is not so much the stuff that they make, it's the licenses that they have purchased over the years. That's certainly the case with Disney. A lot of the stuff they're making now isn't that popular, but they hold the keys to seeing a lot of the old intellectual property that people, you know, beloved around Mickey Mouse and Cinderella and all that kind of stuff. And Netflix is the same way.